This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for another activity here that is a part of the Doug Steffen Networks, I guess. Good Day Health Show on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're going to go through, as we usually do, and not necessarily quickly, because there's a lot of information here that is pertinent. We've found that people listening to Good Day Health Show, the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com of Dr. Ken, has increased since the beginning of the year by threefold, Ken, and I'm sure that that's because of all the information that you provide, we present here, and I'm just going to go through the last podcast, the one that's currently there, because they're updated every week, edited information that comes from our conversations on the air. For example, if you go to gooddayhealthshow.com right now, both Ken and I are going to go over the results of a new study that show 40% of cancers are obesity-related. And then other things like knowing the consequences of mixing energy drinks with alcohol. Good God, I remember that conversation. New studies show that losing one's sense of smell at an early age may not be good for your mortality. Also in this current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, clinical trials, whether they're good or bad, how they're done. Hospital visits could give you fungal infections. That information in the current podcast. Learn what you need to know about this study showing women who take the pill have lowered their risk of several types of cancers. FDA gives its approval to a new drug that could give relief to Parkinson's sufferers. So all that information, imagine, all that packed into a small, packing into a compaction. That's a good double entendre, a double whatever. But it is, that's the history of the Good Day Health Show podcast. So check it out, Dr. Ken and his podcast, because there are two there every week. One from Dr. Jack Stockwell, one from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So you want to check out the information I just gave you pertains to the Ken Kronhaus most recent Good Day Health Show, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so Ken, who is a noted cardiologist practicing in Mount Dora, Florida, at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, does lots of burning. When I was there last week, Ken had a hard time getting out of the office to make dinner at 8:30. He starts in the morning at 8 and goes through, and many times you'll find him burning the midnight oil, trying to keep up with all the records and things that he needs to with all of his patients coming in and out of there, all of them with cardiovascular problems, heart disease, those sorts of things. And unfortunately, with the way things are, your business is not off, is it? You get more and more people all the time coming to you. Is it the same basic problem all the time, or do you find sometimes you're challenged and it becomes interesting because someone comes to you with an unusual problem that's not readily, I don't mean it's not readily fixable, but you have to really work at it to figure out what's going on and how to fix it?
Well, a wide variety. You know, as a cardiology consultant, I'm often asked to see people who have been to other doctors and do not yet have a diagnosis or looking for other treatments. But also, we see a wide variety of the common killer of Americans, which is blockages in the circulation to the heart, coronary artery disease.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is, there's improvement being made, but people are their own worst enemy. I think we find that out, don't we, Ken, in looking at these studies and thinking
about
it?
Well, lifestyle is huge in heart disease, and, you know, I've told you 80% of heart disease could be prevented by practicing a good lifestyle.
All right, so here's a study out this week. Ken goes through all of the association journals to come up with information that will help you out. So pay attention if you're on a weight loss program to this study. Low-fat, low-carb diets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's the best way to lose weight? You can maybe give us a conclusion after you tell us about the study.
Sure. This talks about a long-term controversy about which diet is best for losing weight. This is published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. when it comes to shedding pounds, the debate has raged about whether low-carb diets are better than low-fat ones, but new research finds little difference between the two. So it's not so much which diet you eat, it's how many calories you take in for your goal target weight and that you get adequate nutrients. And then you go and exercise after the doctor says it's okay. So you really need to count the calories, and it doesn't matter which way you get them. I prefer, personally, the Mediterranean diet. And that's what I eat, and then I figure out how many calories I need to consume based on how active I am for that day and based on my target weight.
All right, so Mediterranean diet, again, fish and greens, that sort of thing, right? Isn't it the
exactly.
basic staple?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts. You add some fish and turkey, chicken and veal, and you have a wonderful diet.
You know, I have a penchant for nuts. I like cashews. I like peanuts. I like pistachios. I like almonds, and I mix them all up. I have pumpkin seeds and that sort of stuff, and I have this big bowl that I put all of these things in, and I get to grab a handful when I'm hungry. But if I don't eat, like today, I have not had time really to eat. I've been busy all morning, and so I grab a couple of handfuls. But I notice, because I was off, when you saw me, I was down about 9 pounds from where you'd seen me last year. And now I've noticed in the last, because I've been back on the farm for 4 or 5 days, and I've, you know, I'm not eating, because I think if I don't eat and I drink that, you know, a lot of water and the things that I mix in it, like lemon juice and honey and stuff, that I'll continue to lose weight. But it's right there, that bowl.
Yeah,
I grab a handful of those, and I think I've gone back up a little bit, Frank.
Right, nuts are really good if you can only eat one handful a day. Right. I can't either.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And there's a lot of calories, and there's fat in them. And there's mostly good fat, but a lot of calories. So you have to have only one handful a day.
Yeah. All right, so I need some. What I need, Ken, is more of what you have. Self-control. I've never been big in that department. All right, so we have these. There are a lot of different things that have been studied this week. Again, a lot of benefit you will find as you listen through to this hour. You get a lot of benefit from Ken's research, and we get to that as we continue here. Speaking of benefits, for those of you who want to keep your immune system functioning at its best, Balance of Nature provides you with that opportunity, because they have produced a capsule, actually two capsules, one that has about 11 fruits in it and another that has about 11 or 12 vegetables in it. These are powdered fruits, no sugar, nothing, no added. It's pure fruit and vegetable. Now, Ken will tell you correctly, as he just did, you need to eat more fruits and vegetables, like eat the real thing. But none of us have that many fruits a day. Maybe me, I'm the only one who does it. And I don't mean that as a, you know, here I am, Mr. Wonderful. But I do try to have a lot of fruits now. I'm sticking to berries. I'm not on the melons anymore, because those apparently are high in sugar, and a lot of citrus, that sort of thing. And then the veggies, a lot of green vegetables. I find I like the green vegetables. And so the veggie capsules are green, and the fruit capsules are pinkish in color. You can open them up, put them on other fruit, open the vegetables up, put it on your food, you're having a dinner, whatever it is. Get two of these into your system every day, two in the morning, one of each, and one of each in the evening. And you will find your immune system is going to be helped greatly. That's according to the research done. They also provide you with a health coach at balanceofnature.com, so you can ask questions about your diet. Get more info. Ask about Ken's diet and see if they give you a little bit more information, so you can plan your meals accordingly. All of this, the information and the help to enhance your immune system, is there at one place, balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV. You'll get the first month's supply free using the code DJV. Also, there are other special discounts. Use the code DJV when you go to balanceofnature.com.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. but it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
17 after the hour on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. We're going through his research this week, the things that he's found that will help you understand maybe some things that are going on in your body. You're welcome to send questions along to me, Twitter, at Doug Steffen, or to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Once in a while, we do have time. I don't want to discourage you from sending the questions along. We have time when we can get to it, but I like to have Ken explain a lot of these things that are going on that are making the medical news. For example, I said to you off the air, this sort of sounded like an oxymoron to me, such a thing as an herbal drug. What is this herbal drug that's new on the market?
The popular botanical drug kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M, is already under fire from American health officials as an addictive opioid, Doug, and now new reports are linking its use with salmonella poisoning. The CDC, they're investigating a multi-state outbreak of 28 salmonella infections in 20 states linked to kratom use. So if you have this, don't use it, stay away from it. Now you have another good reason to avoid it.
Is that the trade name? How do you reckon? Do you actually, is it called K-R-A-T-O-M, kratom, is that what you see? If you went to let's say, the Whole Foods store, and you went to the section where they have all of the various supplements,
you would
see this in on a bottle.
Correct.
And it's salmonella, so that must mean they had a problem as they were making it. They got the salmonella stuff wouldn't come about as a result after it was produced.
It's a tropical tree. It's native to Southeast Asia. And leaves contain psychoactive or mind-altering opioid compounds.
So what would you use it for?
What would you use it for? People use it like
marijuana?
They do an opioid.
Really?
Or to
so this is not something... Well, so I'm sort of confused. Is it legal or illegal? Is it a legal herbal drug that has those consequences?
That exactly. It falls out of the reach of the FDA, but everyone's recommending to avoid it
because of what it does, but because of the salmonella.
But another good reason. I mean, it had been already on the CDC's radar screen and the FDA's radar screen, you know, figuring out how to get it illegal. And now it has another problem.
Well, but there are a lot of these guys, these characters in the FDA and the CDC that are trying to make things illegal that ought not to be, because they're trying to take care of the people that pay the bills or pay for the bought and paid for congressmen. So I'm not impressed by that, but I am interested in what you said about it. K-R-A-T-O-M.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here we are, continuing to feed you lots of information. Ken's good at spoon feeding. Sometimes it gets a little heavy, some of this stuff, and Ken boils it all down to things that you can understand and take with you. Thus the popularity of our podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with the next item. Although you did do a little quick research on kratom and found that it's available at smoke shops and elsewhere, so you wouldn't find it necessarily at the natural aisle at Whole Foods.
Well, it's also available online, and in some states it's legal and some it's not.
Really? Huh. All right, first time I ever heard about it, so that's good. Good info. Next, cigars, pipes. Some people think, I don't know who the hell thinks this, but wherever it came from, cigarettes are dangerous. We know about that, and some people say, oh, I'll smoke a cigar. Because that's a lot of women are now smoking cigars. Ugh, God, it's gross.
Even well, I hear that once a week. I heard it
really?
Yesterday
cigars
from a patient.
Pipes are better than really.
I heard it from a patient. I gave up the cigarettes, and I'm smoking a cigar a day, and so I'm doing better. I heard a patient say that.
Yeah, and you told them what?
Well, I told them that it would be
get your
best.
Head out of the sand, Jeff.
I told them that please don't believe what you're telling me. It would be best to get off of all of it. And now we have a good study supporting that. This came out of the JAMA Internal Medicine this week, that combustible tobacco used in any form is a cancer risk, and pipe and cigar smokers cannot be given a pass. The good news, Doug, is that the risk of death from any cause or tobacco-linked cancers fell once smokers quit.
Just quit. Don't have to have something in your mouth unless there's something wrong with you psychologically. That's all smoking cigarettes and cigars. Sticking something in your mouth most of the time starts with people who haven't been breastfed. That's my... I don't have any research. I have absolutely no research to back that up. However, it makes sense to me, and whether it does to you, Ken, or not. I mean, you can understand my thinking, right? You don't. That's all. It's all about sucking.
Find something else to love, I guess.
There you go. All right, so that's no big news there. It's all bad for you. So, and then, but they didn't put into that these electric smoke puffer things. Those are no good for you either.
No,
right? No. Okay. Here's something that is really, I think, on the top of my mind this week. The research on cleaning sprays and the fact that women more than men, maybe this proves that women do more cleaning than men do, get long-term lung damage, and that you, if you're not a smoker, it doesn't make any difference around this stuff, right?
Yes, this is important. This is out of the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, and the results of this study simply was that women who work as cleaners or who regularly clean, Doug, the family home using cleaning sprays or other products, they have a greater decline in lung health over time than women who do not clean. So the take-home from this is that if you do regular cleaning with these cleaning sprays or other products, maybe use a mask and just make sure you have adequate ventilation when you're doing it.
Adequate ventilation. This time of year, winter areas, or even where it's hot like in Florida, keep the windows open when you're using this stuff. Is there a product or a line of products that you can buy and use to clean that will not have this impact? You know, again, I'm not doing commercials for Whole Foods, but there are the natural, you can find these in lots of different places now, the very the specialized field of natural cleaners. One wonders if you use those, do you avoid this lung damage we're talking about?
Well, stay tuned. They confirm those ideas through studies, but certainly, again, we're not doing a commercial for Whole Foods, but if you wander through Whole Foods, certainly there are a lot of products that are advocating exactly what you're describing.
Yeah. And it's much better for it. That's what I have in my home, frankly. All right. Ken and I will be wrestling about flu shots and the flu as we continue here up next on this edition of Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? You drink a lot of coffee or tea. Maybe you drink too much red wine. Or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a five-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Hey, it's Jen from the DJV show. In the past, I used to have so much trouble sleeping. I would toss, I would turn, I'd wake up every single morning even more tired than before. And we do morning radio. We have to get a good night's sleep. Does this sound like you? I tried everything and nothing seemed to work until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual needs and now I sleep better, longer, and wake up feeling rejuvenated. MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and backed by a 10-year guarantee. My pillow is built to last. Try the world's most comfortable pillow, and I promise you'll never want to sleep with another pillow again. The best part? You can now buy one pillow and get the second one free. Yes, buy one pillow and get the second My Pillow free. Go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code DJV to take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal. This offer expires on August 1st, so don't wait. Get your My Pillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Western heat wave is bringing new wildfires. Another fire has destroyed 20 homes near Santa Barbara, California. KCBS TV's Stu Mondell.
High winds, that's what's feeding these flames out here in the Goleta area. About 35 to 40 mile an hour gusts are blowing the embers around this neighborhood, and it's catching the vegetation on fire that's spreading into these homes.
Near the California-Oregon border, another fire has people evacuated. KOBI TV's Elizabeth Ruiz.
In just 24 hours, the Klamath on fire has burned well beyond 8,000 acres. 400 people have been evacuated from Klamath on to Hilt, and more than a dozen structures have been lost. In one Hornbrook neighborhood, almost an entire street was burned down.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's now 34 after the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Health Hour. This one, Dr. Ken Kronhaus specializes in taking apart information that's available online, some of the special journals that doctors look at, some of the stories in the news, his commentary and explanation, prostate cancer screening. The question up to you, remember you and I have talked about this, I never mind being a guinea pig for conversations like this. I think it's important to have this, I don't know if cancer screening, but to have every year, at least once a year, especially at our age, Ken, men need to have their prostate checked to see whether they're swelling or not, and you need the PSA test so you know what the numbers are.
Exactly, and you have predicted the future. You and I have talked about this in depth since 2012 when the U.S. Preventative Service Task Force first made their very controversial recommendation about screening for prostate cancer with PSA. And at that time, they were recommending strongly against men age 55 to 69 to be screened with PSAs. And you recall, you and I were not happy with that decision. The urologists in America were not happy with that decision. And just this week, the U.S. Preventive Task Force commented about this again. And they're a government group that is very influential. They set the tone of whether insurance is cover for many different kinds of tests. And what they have are now saying this week, and this is important, is that men aged 55 to 69 years should be informed of the possible benefits and harms of prostate cancer screening and then make their own decision on whether or not to be screened. And then this same group recommends that men between ages of 55 and 69 be provided with this information that their doctors have and that the doctors not screen men who don't express a preference for screening. And then for men age 70 years and older, this same group is discouraging prostate cancer screening because they feel it has shown no benefit on prostate cancer-related death rates in this age group. And let me tell you, the Urology Group of America is not agreeing with this last statement, and the urologists feel that you should, after age 70, also take each individual on a case-by-case basis, because some 70-year-olds act and look and are physiologically younger than some 40-year-olds, and to make a blanket statement, the urologists in our country don't agree with it.
What do you think? When it comes to the benefits versus the harm,
I think
we have discussed this, and so I want you to...
I again think, as I have thought since 2012, and based on the research and my read of it, is that you have to take each individual individually and discuss with them the implications of screening, and also take into account the rest of their medical health, and not only exclusively ask them what their chronological age is, because that's only one factor. And there's also, as we were talking about before, physiological age, which often is different. You know, this is how you've aged. So to use just your simple birth certificate as a cutoff, that I'm not comfortable with.
All right. So then the harm, the benefit, I found, and I think it was, I told you this last time, after I'd had my exam, I got the blood work done, and it seemed to stir up. My prostate number has been below 1 all my adult life. And with this test, for the first time, it went over 1. And so, I mean, I know it's not dangerous till it gets to be 4 or 5 or 6, but I'm used to it being under 1, so it kind of...
Well, there is also something called PSA velocity, and that is not the absolute number in 1 year, but the rate of change in time. And if there is significant rate of change even before it gets to 4, that can indicate the need to look further. And
With the exams, though, the doctors say that it's normal.
Not to worry. Exactly. And that's fine. That's a good use of it. So you have had a urologist just do a better, more thorough exam, maybe do an ultrasound and see that everything's okay. And that's fine. So
you'd go beyond the so-called finger test.
Well, it depends. It depends on how much it's gone up. And what else is going on? You know, have you had an infection in that area recently? You know, is there some enlargement to account for it? But is there a thought of cancer? It depends. This is a very complicated area, and it's what urologists spend their whole life dealing with 24/7. So the key is where I think the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force is really good here is making this individualized, you know, having the conversation, discussing that it's not just a simple thing and it has implications. It can open up doors that you don't want open. But have the conversation. Don't put limits on it and don't say absolutes, because people are very different.
Yeah. All right. I sometimes think we go too far with some things and not far enough with other things. I think that's a very good, reasonable explanation for all of that stuff. And it'll show up in our podcast in the next week of Ken's info at gooddayhealthshow.com. That's where the podcasts are. Also this week, to be studied, what babies like from other babies.
This may be a reason why when we talk to little babies, we start sounding like a baby to attract their attention. This is kind of interesting. This comes a legitimate study, the Acoustical Society of America, at their annual meeting in Minneapolis. Gosh, can you imagine what these folks do? And actually, babies go gaga over other babies' goo-goos, Doug. These were 5-month-old infants. They spent 40% longer listening to sounds from other infants than to adults making the same sounds. So it's fascinating that infants have the ability to hear when other infants are talking, and they are much more interested when their fellow infants are talking.
All right, so when you your daughter was first born, how did you communicate with her? What were some
like
of the things?
Like an infant.
You said. Did you do goo goo gaga?
Of course.
Yeah. So when you're a grandfather, you're going to do the same thing.
And the science shows that it attracts their attention. It really does have an effect.
And what about, you've never had a dog, have you?
Not in a while.
I have a new dog, and I'm finding myself talking to the dog like I've talked to all the other dogs in my life, but sort of as if you're talking to a baby, the same kind of stuff. And I think whatever the noise is that's calming or soothing, perhaps that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're aiming for, in a manner of speaking. Yes?
Yes, you can find what they enjoy. I'm sure especially you are good at that.
Yes, I'm good at making noise.
Well, the right noise. Yeah,
right, exactly. The likelihood of it being liked is what we check into. In a moment, Dr. Ken helps us understand about this new drug that will help for your colonoscopy. If you're worked up about that, we'll talk about that in a moment. Right now, though, I want to spend a moment talking about weight loss and getting increased energy and things that come from a product that's been around for decades called Calotren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calotren is the weight loss formula. This is not, there's no, nothing in it stimulating like caffeine. It doesn't have any drugs in it. This is an all-natural way of presenting your body with more collagen, because 30% of the protein in your body is collagen, 20% of the weight of your body is collagen, and once you get into your 20s, the collagen starts to separate itself from you. This product, Calotren, is an essential ingredient to your looking good and feeling good, and that comes from losing weight, keeping the weight maintained where it's supposed to be. You know, if you're weighing more than you're supposed to, your joints are not, you know, more weight than you ought to be carrying around, so the joints suffer. There are all kinds of things that are going on in your body if you're too heavy, and getting rid of you hear the fad diets, a lot of talk about all the well-known diets that are heavily advertised, and those are okay, but the weight comes back. This is a way to maintain your weight all the time. Taking collagen amazingly helps to stimulate your body to produce more collagen. And again, collagen is the secret. You take Calotren at night. And you got to stop eating before you go to bed, all that sort of thing. So take Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at bedtime. Here's how you find it. You go to toploss.com. Toploss.com. 10% off the bottle. And actually, this is the best deal. There are a couple of different deals. You ask for 3 bottles, you'll only pay for 2. And of those 2, you get 10% off what you pay for them. Make sure you check the box for DJV. That's the code to get a free bottle and 10% off the other 2 bottles. All right? DJV or Doug Stephan Radio. Calotren. They will be happy to help you at a conversational level. If you need some advice, call them at 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-867-5677. A lot of people listening to this program are talking about this. This is the first time it's been around, but boy, does it work, and people are understanding that. That's why they want to know how to get it. So you can call 833-TOP-LOSS, 833-867-5677, or go to toploss.com and use the DJV code.
Hi, I'm Denny Lifford from Today's Homeowner, giving you a few summer maintenance tips. A lot of maintenance tips have to do with getting things nice and clean. If you're cleaning windows, half vinegar, half water, use newspaper instead of paper towels. It works great. When you're taking care of all of cleaning the furniture, just regular soap and water and a scrub brush will get it clean. But if you find any repairs that are needed, especially on wood like this, consider using Tight Bond 3. It's the ultimate wood glue for interior or exterior. We just repaired this little section here. It worked great. Air conditioning is also very important. My daughter Chelsea's inside with a few tips for you.
Yeah, if you're thinking about getting a new air conditioning system, you want to consider the SEER rating, the seasonal energy efficiency ratio. We recently installed a Carrier unit that has a SEER rating of 42, and it's perfect for an addition like we have here on the back of the house. It's called a mini split ductless system, as you can see right there. You can find out more details about that and our home summer maintenance list at todayshomeowner.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your immune system. Do you have a weakened immune system? If you have tattoos, then that's probably the reason you have a weak immune system. You may want to hold off on getting any more tattoos, especially if you're on any kind of medication, because this is a weakener for your immune system. There's a case study of a 31-year-old woman who went through getting inked and then developing thigh and knee pain, getting she had more tattoos, and she got sicker. The parlor was hygienic. She had no other problems from the tattoo, but man, this has created chronic cystic fibrosis in her system. Well, she had to have a lung transplant because she had a weakened immune system, because apparently the ink in whatever tattoo she got challenged her immune system, and because it infected the area, the white blood cells, the immune system is going to work on that and makes the rest of your body, it just stands to reason, it makes the rest of your body weak. She has a compromised muscle inflammation, and again, inflammation is what causes all disease, and all of this is because she had an immunosuppressant in the form of whatever the chemical was in the tattoo. So, a word to the wise about tattoos. Perhaps you would be thinking better about yourself if you didn't have put on. And this is not about how it looks. My son's loaded with the tattoos, and I've always been concerned about what it does to his system. But at any rate, partner the personal side aside, partner yourself with good, strong information. And if you're considering tattoos, perhaps you might want to reconsider that decision. It weakens your immune system. All right, 46 past the hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This new drug is called Plenview that I was referencing. It's supposed to help the preparation for a colonoscopy. Why, even though these aren't fun, I've had a couple of them, you've probably had a couple of them, and you recommend them, I'm sure, to your patients, because they are good preventative things. But there are people who are using this drug. Is this something that you ingest, like that horrible stuff that you know, before you have this test, you drink?
Right. The worst part, usually the worst part of a colonoscopy is the prep, not the colonoscopy itself. And the advances, do you remember how much you drank prior to your...
A quarter of it. It was awful. Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this Plenview, which was just approved by the FDA, actually it's going to be the lowest volume prep of any prep out there. It's just a 1 liter prep. And it may hopefully make the whole process of getting a colonoscopy a lot more pleasant. It's going to be available in the fall.
Really? And so the reason for this is that people, they don't have the great, remember I told you, you laughed about it, the doctor looked at me and he said, you're all pink inside. And he asked me if I took an aspirin a day, which apparently makes your, I guess, that area of your body pink, gets the blood down there. So is there, have you ever seen any x-rays or anything of people who have problems down there, the polyps and all the other the stuff that these TV cameras can get hooked up on? I guess that's
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this occurs, this is a very common procedure, and that's what they do. They send a camera down inside and make an ongoing display of the pathway of your bowel. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, well, remember I had an endoscopy.
That's the upper part.
And colonoscopy.
That's
the
lower
same day.
Part. Yeah, that's common. So that gives you a look from the throat to the, you know, I don't want to be too clinical here, but to the where things end and from
the up, the down, the ins and the outs, as it were.
The whole path. About the whole path. There's a little bit of the pathway that you can't see when you do that. You have to do with other tests if you're concerned about it. But that's a pretty good view, an upper and a lower colonoscopy.
Continuing Good Day Health. Check out the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Doctor, continuing our tradition of lots of helpful health information, the weekly podcast with the information from our two doctors at gooddayhealthshow.com. You'll find them archived there, and you can get hints as to what the major topics of conversation are. So if you got questions about something specifically ailing you or bothering you or concerning you, you can check out the list of things that are there on the podcast, and just click on the podcast and listen to what Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack have to say. Dr. Ken here, as a cardiologist studying a lot of the journals of medicine, he's come up with three things this week that are good to know, especially if you come from a family like I do that has, I don't know if tradition is the right word, Ken, or not, but AFib is in my family. But because I eat a lot of nuts, I'll probably never get it. Magnesium, is magnesium in the nuts? Is that why they're good for you?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but the news this week out of the British Medical Journal is that eating nuts three or more times a week, Doug, is associated with an 18% lower chance of having atrial fibrillation. It also helps cut the odds of heart failure. Nuts are rich sources of unsaturated fatty acids, protein, fiber, minerals, which you mentioned, magnesium, vitamin E, folate, and other chemicals. Eating nuts may have an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effect and can improve blood cholesterol, help blood vessels work better, and prevent weight gain.
Can you, as a cardiologist, test somebody to see if they're likely to get AFib? Let's say it's in the family and somebody wants to know to prevent it. Can you? Are there any tests to figure out electrically, because it's really all about the electrical impulses in the heart, to see if someone is a candidate for AFib?
You mean project their future?
Yeah.
There's really no test like that. We can test to see if you're going in and out of it, because some people do that before they go into it consistently. We can also talk about risk factors for it and just lower your risk factors. But being that precise like you are asking. We're not yet there. Hopefully one day we will be.
What do you do to avoid it, though? The risk, if you are taking nuts, that's one thing. My father had AFib, and it created that, the end of his life.
He smoked a bit, didn't he?
Early on in his life, but not later. But he had, when he got into the last throes of his life, it was after having a stroke, which came about as a result of his having a pacemaker and being on Coumadin and all kinds of other stuff. So is that, why is it that people on AFib have pacemakers? Is that to regulate the steadiness of the heartbeat?
Well, AFib is not specifically treated with pacemakers. Pacemakers are a spark. Pacemakers are used when the heart rate is going low or the heart spark is not being conducted properly throughout the heart. And sometimes you have what we call sick sinus syndrome, where the heart rate is low and there also are rhythm problems, and they come together, and this can be part of what we call sick sinus syndrome. But it's more complicated than just a single factor.
Mm-hmm. And so eating, but people who are obese, people who are, have a lot of trouble with other things related to the heart are probably more likely candidates for this? Or is it that somebody tall and slim would be likely to get AFib?
Well, atrial fibrillation is a disease of aging. So as we all get older, we get atrial fibrillation. But what else causes atrial fibrillation are all the things that we know about that can cause problems with the heart: a high blood pressure, a heart attack, coronary disease, abnormal heart valves, there are congenital heart defects, an overactive thyroid, exposure to stimulants like caffeine, tobacco, or alcohol. We mentioned sick sinus syndrome before, lung disease, previous heart surgery, viral infections, stress due to pneumonia or surgery or other illnesses, or very importantly, sleep apnea. It can cause atrial fibrillation. And I hope that's a long enough list for you.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you. Speaking of being helpful, the folks at Purity Product are helping you to help yourself to omega-3s and krill oil with their Krill Omega 50 Plus. Also, the added stroke of genius is to have CoQ10. So that's energy, good things for your circulatory system, thus the omega-3s, and then on top of that, krill oil, which is great to help buffer your joints. All of these things together in one small capsule from Purity Products. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, now available free at 800-355-1493. Why wouldn't you take advantage of something that was free? Come on. 800-355-1493. And especially if it's as good for you as this is. Krill Omega 50 Plus. You pay a shipping charge, not a lot of dough, a couple of bucks, and get it free. 800-355-1493.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.